जय गोपी जन वल्लभारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभारी यशोदानंदन ध्वज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ध्वज जन रंजन यमुना पीरा यमचारी यमुना पीरा यमचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की गुरु परंपरा की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज इट वॉज सच ए नाइस प्रेम ध्वनि संग बाय ब्रज प्रेमा सो आई कुड नॉट से मच मोर. Thank you so much for being here. So we are on second canto, chapter 5, The Cause of All Causes. नारद उवाच देवदेव नमस्तेस्तु भूत भावन पूर्वज तद् विजानीहि अज्ञात्मात्मा आत्मतत्व निदर्शनम् देवदेवा नमस्तेस्तु भूतभावनपूर्वज तद्विजानीहि आत्मतत्त्वनिदर्शनम् नारदा उवाच श्री नारदा सेड देवा Of all demigods, Deva, the demigod, Namaha, obeisances, Te, unto you, yes, Astu, are, Bhuta Bhavana, the generator of all living beings, Purvaja, the firstborn, Tad Vigyanihi. Please explain that knowledge. Yad Jnanam, which knowledge? Atma Tattva, transcendental. Nidarshanam, specifically directs. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Narada Muni asked Brahmaji, O chief amongst the demigods, O firstborn living entity, I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please tell me that transcendental knowledge which specifically directs one to the truth of the individual soul and the super soul. I'll appreciate if we read together and hold the translation and purport. Shri Narad Muni asked Brahmaji, O chief amongst the demigods, O firstborn living entity, I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please tell me that transcendental knowledge which specifically directs one to the truth of the individual soul and the super soul. Purport. The perfection of the parampara system or the path of disciplic succession is further confirmed. In the previous chapter, it has been established that Brahmaji, the firstborn living entity, received knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord, and the same knowledge was imparted to Narada, the next disciple. Narada asked to receive the knowledge, and Brahmaji imparted it upon being asked. Therefore, asking for transcendental knowledge from the right person and receiving it properly is the regulation of the disciplic succession. This process is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 4.2. The inquisitive student must approach a qualified spiritual master to receive transcendental knowledge by surrender, submissive inquiries and service. Knowledge received by submissive inquiries and service is more effective than knowledge received in exchange for money. A spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from Brahma and Narada has no demand for dollars and cents. A bona fide student has to satisfy him by sincere service to obtain knowledge of the relation and nature of the individual soul and the super soul. So text 1, and we are also supposed to read today text 2. Yesterday such a nice class was given on Srimad Bhagavatam, but that was also a lot of things that I had prepared for today's class. Then I prepared for the class again and my file crashed. So I prepared third time, hopefully third time is a charm. So I will do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namaha, and then we can do call and response the text too, and then we'll start the class, because it's a very long two purports and they are not quite related. I could not understand in such a long purports. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayanudhirayet. Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki. Omakyana Timirandhasya. Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshuram Litam Yena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes. I bow down to that spiritual master. Spiritual master opened my eyes with torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him and my respectful obeisances to each and every one of you. So we will do text 2, call and response, just two each, and then we will go back to the purport of 1. Yadrupam yadhishtanam yata srishtam idam prabho. One person can sing after that, and two ladies and two gents. Yat sastam yat param yatcha tat tatvam vada tatvataha. Anybody from men's side, please?
Yadrupam
yadhishtanam
yata srishtam idam prabho.
yata shrishta midam prabho
sam sam yat
prayastha
tattvam bharatatva
tattvam
upanyadishtanam
asishtanidam
prabho
Anybody else? Okay. So yesterday and many speakers have been speaking about Guru Parampara nicely, nice class yesterday. So especially that Guru does not change anything, that knowledge is imparted to him by his Guru or her Guru and so on and so forth. It comes exactly same. And yesterday also the game of something known as Chinese whisper was spoken about. Do you know Chinese whisper or Russian secret? Or it's also known as broken telephone. One person tells something to another and that person tells to another and so on. And usually by then the message comes out. It's something usually very different, very funny or very unrelated. But that's not our Guru Parampara. The message is given without any change, from Guru to disciple to more disciple and so on. And that's our parampara, evam parampara praptam, 4.2 Bhagavad Gita talks about it. And Prabhupada really elaborates on this point, that knowledge is passed on as it is. And what is the impetus to knowledge or getting that jnana that that opens our eyes is that the disciple asks inquisitively, pari prashnena sevaya. So Prabhupada says this is very important, because otherwise this kind of civilization that we live in is like that of the hog and dog civilization. He says it's not a human civilization. Human civilization means sobriety. One should be inquisitive. And in this regard, there's a very nice audio I would like request Radhikesh Prabhu to play. It's on the second tab. It's a 2-minute audio from text 2.5.1. Bhagavatam. It's speaking about inquisitiveness of disciple and how it really helps us. Can you just click on that one? I don't have Wi-Fi here. Since Parampara system was spoken about and many other points were discussed, I thought I would just focus on inquisitiveness, curiousness, you know, the way of questioning, pari prashnena sevaya part, and the surrender that goes with it. So we'll just surrender to the technology. Wait for 1 second. Thank you.
It is a divine science. The more you are inclined to render service, the more the spiritual truth becomes revealed. Two things. If you are not inquisitive, don't bother yourself to have a guru. Useless. There's no need. Tasmat guru prabandhita. Tasmat. Therefore. What is that? Jigyasu sayautamam. If you are inquisitive about transcendental science, Shreya Uttamam, Shreya and Praya, two things are there. Shreya means ultimate good, and Praya means is there. It is Priya.
Who
is Priya? Priya means ultimate good.
Is that
there is one.
So, Prabhupada first said that if you are not inquisitive, don't bother yourself to have a guru. Useless. There is no need. And in the end, Prabhupada talks about Shreya and Priya. One is for ultimate good. Priya is for sense gratification. And Prabhupada then says that even birds and beasts know how to gratify senses. They don't need to go to university for that, right? We need to go to university, but they don't need to go to university for their life, you know, to get along with their life. And he says that at the moment, university means how to gratify the senses very scientifically. So, but this is not how you should be. Does it require any scientific knowledge how to cut throat and how to steal? No. So he's really speaking about what we need. But they require education for spiritual understanding. Tad vijnanartham. Not this vijnanartham, this material knowledge. It doesn't require. It is simply a waste of time. This modern university education is simply a waste of time. Does anybody agree? Yeah, somebody said, Hanumat Kashyap Swami used to say, this is stupidification, this is not education. So why, and what is lacking? What is lacking is the questions, sincere questions. Who am I? You know, what is the purpose of this universe, where I am going? So, and it's really in contrast to that university education, it's really nice that all of us gather here for Srimad Bhagavatam, you know. We hear from Prabhupada, we read Prabhupada's purports here. We discuss the knowledge that has come through the realization. This is like Srimad Bhagavatam University of Prabhupada. Every morning, so many devotees go from all over the world. And so many devotees here online, and so grateful for that. And so grateful for this opportunity to speak. So thank you. There are so many things we could be doing otherwise to earn money or to do sense gratification, but this is a sacrifice, and Guru and Gauranga really appreciates it. Often we think that pariprashnena means we have to ask questions, you know. Prabhupada one place says that it's not needed that we ask absurd questions. And his own example, Srila Prabhupada was with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur few hours and hours, first time at Koshi. That is a memorable impression. For hours and hours, he was sitting. And many other of his god brothers were asking question after question. But Prabhupada was just sincerely hearing. Next time, Srila Prabhupada was at as Rupa Goswami Math in Allahabad. The same place, Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya had question and answer. Where Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami. There also, Prabhupada kept silently hearing with complete absorption, and he did not ask question. And one of the other, the temple president said that, you know, this Abhay Charan is very good, he really helps us, he wants to be your disciple. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, yes, I have noticed, he likes to hear. And Prabhupada himself said once that it was my inquisitiveness, that was his inquisitiveness, that he was really trying to hear and follow the instructions. Radhana Swami says, when we are eager to purify our heart by sound vibration, that is inquisitiveness. Real inquisitiveness means you come to hear. And if we are just sitting and reading Srila Prabhupada's books with a desire to learn, that is perfect. So that is also a perfect example of pariprashnena sevaya. If we examine Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many examples of this. I'll share a couple and then maybe you can recall any examples you would like to share. One is in Saintly Vidura Approaches Maitreya Muni. And in that purport also Prabhupada really glorifies this quality. Another one is Maharaj Rahugana asking Jada Bharat. Prabhupada again really stresses on these qualities of inquisitiveness, asking questions and surrendering. Would you like to give any other examples of from anywhere in scriptures of this eager to hear or with surrender and submissive attitude asking questions? Yes? You could not hear anything.
So I don't know, did you give the example of Arjuna asking Krishna?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that was my example.
Oh, thank you.
In the Bhagavad Gita.
Thank you.
I was going to say, so many young people inquiring from Shiva Prabhupada.
Thank you. Thank you. And the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is the submissive inquiry by Maharaj Parikshit to Sukhdev Goswami. And there's another, and that's why we have Srimad Bhagavatam. He would ask about why did the boys did not speak about Alkasura pastime for 1 year after he was killed. Or he asked such a nice question after Ajamila's, and that's why Ajamila's pastime was spoken. In the fifth canto, we read about all the hellish planets. But then he says, oh my God, what happens to the people, do they suffer like this for eternity? What's the remedy? And then we hear about the chanting and glories of chanting of Hare Krishna. So it's one after another, we are so immensely benefited for eternity because Maharaj Parikshit is asking such wonderful questions. There's another example from 7th canto, 13th chapter. Am I audible? Text 15. This is about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj goes to around the world trying for spiritual knowledge and meeting different people or observing. So this one speaks about Prahlad Maharaj duly worshipped and offered obeisances to the saintly person who had adopted a python's means of livelihood. So here is Prahlad Maharaj. He sees python on the street and he's chubby person. And after that, Prahlad Maharaj duly worshipped and offered obeisances. Please don't try this at Florida homes. So there could be pythons but not saintly persons. And so next is Prahlad touched his own head to the saint's lotus feet in order to understand him and inquired very submissively. And then the whole example comes that how come you are just sitting here not doing anything for your livelihood and you have gained weight, so there are questions asked there. And the saint also really becomes friendly with Prahlad and there's a nice discussion. There's another one, mentioned in Bhagavatam but outside. Prahlad Maharaj goes to Melkote and this is after he has become the king of earth for Manvantara, which is millions of years. So he has been the king of the world for many years. He goes to Melkote and sees Lord Narsimhadev and he's repenting. He said that for so many years I was repenting. I feel that I am the cause of my father's death. And it's very beautiful what Narsimhadev says. And it's applicable to all the devotees. He says, no, it's because of you he is not suffering the hellish life for eternity. And so this shows the soft heart of the devotees, but this also gives us hope, especially for the devotees whose parents may not be very inclined to devotional service. And each question and answer that we read is really opens a different world. It there's a perfect question, perfect answer book as well, and Prabhupada was really happy with those questions. There's another one in Canto 2, Chapter 8. This is Parikshit Maharaj asking, O great sage, representative of the Lord, kindly satisfy my inquisitiveness in all that I have inquired from you, and all that I may not have inquired from you from the very beginning of my questioning. Since I am a soul surrendered unto you, please impart full knowledge in this connection. And Prabhupada writes, the spiritual master is always prepared to impart knowledge to the disciple, and specifically when the disciple is very inquisitive. This is part of a disciple that is greatly necessary for the progressive disciple. Maharaj Parikshit is a typical disciple because he is perfectly inquisitive. If one is not inquisitive about self-realization, one need not approach a spiritual master simply to make a show of discipleship. Actually, it is not possible for a man to inquire about everything from the spiritual master. But the bona fide spiritual master is able to enlighten the disciple in every way for the disciple's benefit. In fact, Prabhupada writes that when a scripture or guru does not give all the answers, then those people, they turn away. And he is, you know how Prabhupada, sometimes he brags about our philosophy, and he says, when the scriptures of the Yavanas, namely the Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, cannot properly answer followers, then those people naturally lose faith and they come to us. And people ask me, how come Christian priests come to me and ask me, why are your followers rejecting our scriptures and accepting yours? But then we ask, Prabhupada asking, your Bible says do not kill, why then are you killing so many animals daily? They cannot answer. Some of them imperfectly answer that the animals have no souls. But then we ask them, how do you know the animals have no souls? Animals and children are of the same nature. So we see that just one question, Prabhupada defeats the whole parampara, you know, so, and he steals the heart of those disciples who came because those questions were not answered. And same thing happened with Chand Fazi. He admitted that he was very intelligent, Prabhupada writes, but he accepted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy was complete and he was correct. And then so many, so all the resistance to the Sankirtan movement stopped. And that's a very nice discourse, question answer. Actually, I witnessed a similar thing about scriptures not answering everything. I was at the Motel Gita vendor show, and some people stopped by. They were the motel owners. So one Muslim couple stopped by. They were from Pakistan. And they were curious, why are you distributing Gita at this motel convention? All the hotel owners are here. They are here to get their stuff repaired or purchase big items. You know, and I said, you know, I glorified Prabhupada and gave them regular spill. And I said, you should really take it. And even if you have a dollar to donate, just donate a dollar. And then something happened. I almost saw her crying, the lady crying. And they said, oh, we used to be Hindus. And they were forced, I think they were forced to be either to become Muslim or be killed. And maybe it wasn't her, maybe it was her parents and grandparents. So they went away, they had a very long discussion, husband and wife. I was watching them. And a little while later they came and they got the books and they got the donation and they got restarted on their path. It was a simple question, why are you selling Gitas or distributing Gitas at this place? And it was so, I feel so privileged to observe these witnesses, to be a witness on these circumstances. May Prabhupada's books do the magic. And actually when I came to US, at the first question, the first day, the first hour, the question I heard was, what's up? I didn't know what it meant. Coming from from India, speaking Hindi at my home, I was like, sky? I didn't know what was the question. And then the questions, different questions would come up. What's the meaning of life? And somebody would say 42. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. So I would go on Google Guru. And so one of the, you know this question, this is kind of famous questions. Americans have come to conclusion that the answer to life is 42. You know that? 42. Yeah, it's, when I was working, a lot of times I would hear that. So I looked up. So it's some book, Advanced Alien creates a supercomputer called Deep Thought. To figure out the answer to the so-called ultimate question of life, the universe and the everything. And after calculating for 7.5 million years, he answers the number 42. So basically it's just a stupid computer. And the question is not even understood by supercomputer. But they say, America, and this is what the Wikipedia or Google writes, the joke suggests that the quest for one and for all explanation for the existence is absurd and arbitrary. But then there is another person who answers this. He said, 42 split up in Chinese is 4 is she and me is 2, she me. And then put together in kanji, it reads to die. To die. So 42 in Chinese people would read it as shini, which means to die. So maybe that is very close to Krishna consciousness, because we say Krishna consciousness is the art of dying, right, which is perfect answer. So maybe those answers are related, I don't know. But I'm still surprised by that. I mention it because these kind of things help us connect to the people who don't know about Krishna consciousness, but at least they have thought about life or universe. And then another popular question with kids is, why did chicken cross the road? You know that? And there's another one I'll ask you. Why did the duck cross the road? Does anybody know? Because it wanted to prove it was no chicken. It wanted to prove it was no chicken. And so these are mundane questions. Why did children cross the road? Because it was stuck on the chicken's feet. But for us, the nicest questions are, why did devotee cross the road? And maybe to distribute a book. And the second answer could be to avoid a mayavadi. Maybe that's why devotee crosses the road. Maybe we can have those kind of questions. When I was in Pune, I heard that if you do not condemn mayavadi as a devotee, there's a special hell in which you may go. I don't know if it was a joke or it was a real thing. Anyways. There are a few other questions. One more popular question is, how many devotees does it take to change light bulbs? Or how many Polish people does it take to change light bulb? Or how many psychiatrists does it take to change light bulb? And I was reading that in America there are hundreds of types of things you could come. Why did Democrats and why did this and why did that? But the beauty of that is that the same Americans, which can be divided in hundreds and different fractions, our spiritual master Prabhupada brought them all together. So when I was reading that, I realized there are so many different kinds of people. And the bona fide spiritual master is able to enlighten each and every disciple. There could be hundreds of types of disciples. In every way, for the disciple's benefit, for eternity, because Chakhuvan Viloje Janme Janme Prabhu Se, because he's imparting that perfect knowledge. And it is when a disciple hears it submissively, then we are eternally benefited and the whole universe is eternally benefited. When I travel, I meet devotees whom I have not met before, so they're kind of new, but they're old devotees. So I ask question, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? That's my pariprashna na sevaya. How did you come to Krishna consciousness? And the devotees' heart just melt and they just become so happy. And I'll tell you how a couple of Russian women came to Krishna consciousness. There was one devotee in Russia, Ananta or Anatole, the first devotee. He was very charming. His wife, Mandakini, recalls, he used to go to bars. And he was so charming and so attractive, and he used to smile and he used to, you know, have the silly conversations. And then he would say, would you like to come tonight with me? And he would bring them home, and as soon as the girl was home, he would open Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would read and read and read, and many people came to Krishna consciousness like that. So just conversation and one question. Baba Shishika Prabhu says question is a hook. So it is a hook, like Krishna is, he hooks into you. Mother Guru Prasad, you are asked so many nice questions and gets books distributed. So, couple of more examples. Prabhupada says in Madhulila, even a more important thing, you know how, what quality a spiritual master must observe? How inquisitive the disciple is, and how eager he is to understand the transcendental subject matter. He should study the disciple's inquisitiveness for no less than 6 months or a year, and then give him initiation. It's not your money, it's not how much you're donating, not service you're doing, that's all very important. But here Prabhupada is saying that the key factor is inquisitiveness, because everything depends on your eagerness to hear. Srila Prabhupada has written, there is one whole classification of the letters to curious people or inquisitive people. There is a whole category of letters on Nani quotes. And one of the person is Robert. To someone named Robert, Prabhupada writes, if you are eager to learn this science personally from me, I have no objection if you come here and stay with me for some days. So here, a very new person, and Prabhupada is so busy, guru of thousands of disciples. But if he just sees that quality, he's ready to give all his time. In 1968, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Nandarani. He said that in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated that the inquisitive disciple advances very quickly in Krishna consciousness. So I am very glad that you are so inquisitive and trying to understand things in proper perspective. So these are some of my thoughts on this topic, and I would like to share one small mundane video. And I hope the ad doesn't pop up, and I hope the video is clear. So 1 second. The girl's name is Arya. She's 2 years old. And she's opening a Christmas present. So 2 year old Arya opening a Christmas present. So I would like to know your reaction to that video, not related to this class, just in general. What are your reactions? Curious to know. And then I would tell you a couple of more things about that video. Any reaction to that video? Few reactions actually, if possible.
Enthusiasm is contagious.
Enthusiasm is contagious. Thank you.
I was going to say the same thing, that the little girl was super enthusiastic about her banana.
And thank you. Any other quality? So this video is a viral video on internet. It went on Twitter, it has 29 million views. It's on YouTube, it got 2 million views. It was on Facebook, it has got, I don't remember how many views. It's on Instagram, it's on different platforms, it came in many newspapers. Okay, and people are just like becoming emotional and almost spiritual, and they are saying, wow, this kid is super grateful, I wish I had that child, and this and that, and they are, if you don't like this video, you would have no soul. So this is, they are just getting so hyper. And I was thinking, how can I contact each and one of those people and give them Bhagavatam, because that's the real knowledge. And if you go get more inquisitive and look at who produced that video, this guy is no saint. In fact, his language is foul. He produced this video, some say, for making just money. And because when you get so many hits, you get a lot of money. And so the source is really kind of questionable, let's say. Put it out there, because we don't know who is right and who is wrong. And this was a Christmas prank. And so stuff like that. But Yadudar Prabhu does this. He invites people to be his Facebook friend, and he gives them, please go watch Hare Krishna movie. And so I was thinking, there are these millions of people, really inquisitive. Their soul is opened up because of this kind of video. It will be so nice if we can contact them and ask them the right question. Would you like to know how to be really grateful, or whatever quality that got them attracted? How do you know how the kids can be enthusiastic like this forever? So that right question can be a hook, and those people can be brought to Krishna consciousness. And that's one of the strategies. We can produce videos like that, that gets so many millions of hits and gets published in every newspaper digitally. And that's my thinking. But of course that was Surya Guru, but my purpose of showing it was that we can have great ideas to bring curious people, inquisitive people to us. And then there is a lecture by from London by Srila Prabhupada, but in between I can read that, but in between I would like to ask you, can you think of a couple of questions to ask at the end, so I don't feel like my class was not heard. So I'll just read this small paragraph by Prabhupada before that. First of all, surrender, pranipat, then pariprashna. You cannot question if you are not surrendered. So pariprashna is required. Otherwise, how can one understand? So questions are required. Question is not a challenge. Question is to understand, which I could not follow. I may ask repeatedly to understand. So the two sides, seva, service and surrender. And in the middle, pariprashna. So pariprashna is required. Otherwise, how can one understand? So questions are required. But that question is not a challenge. One should not ask in that spirit. Otherwise, if you question just to examine the speaker's strength, that will create one fighting spirit. That is not good. So please ask some questions so to show eagerness, but don't challenge me because I don't know much.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. It's very inspiring. You know, most of the time, like when the reporters will ask Prabhupada question, it wasn't like they were inquisitive but about spiritual life, but they were more inquisitive about why Prabhupada came here, or, you know, why you're doing this. So it didn't seem like it was directly related to spiritual life, but Prabhupada used every opportunity to preach, every single, somehow or other, he brought Krishna consciousness, and not that he ignored the question, but he answered in such a way that then the people will ask spiritual question. That was such a genius. If you read Prabhupada, look at the reporters and ask him questions,
yeah.
You know, like one time he said, why do you have your devotees shave their head? and he said, the woman was a woman reporter, I think. And he said, why do you shave your leg? But then she was inspired to ask other questions.
It's better to have cool head than cold legs.
But it's just, it was such a genius when he answered. If you ever watch Prabhupada speaking to reporters, it's just a genius how he was able to approach their interest in Krishna consciousness.
Wow, thank you so much for saying that.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Most of the time it's not, I think people are so much interested in spiritual life, they they do not realize that they're interested, but then they ask questions, and the preacher, if they're following Prabhupada, they're able to, you know, bring them to Krishna consciousness. I just saw this book, it came in the mail. You know, my husband gets all these books. And the author was saying, the name of the book is Life is Messy. And I just kind of opened and looked at one page. And the author was saying that there are three things that people are faced with. And one of them is death. One of them is relationship with God. I can't remember the third one. So I turned to the one relationship with God. And he doesn't understand himself, you know, what it is, the relationship with God. But his conclusion was, when he is in a difficult situation, then we turn to God. But it's not that he's explaining what is God or the relationship. But he was just saying it's so important for people who have come to this stage in their life, realize they can't solve a problem, they have to turn to God. And I was thinking, God, I should write him a letter and say, first you have to know who God is. But in the next paragraph he said, when you understand who God is, you understand yourself. And I don't know how he came to a conclusion, but I thought that was incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think sometimes when I read this thing, I like to write to these people, like you're saying, like with this video, how to preach, how to use it in our preaching. And it's just anything, if we're in that, in Krishna's orbit, we can use anything in service.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I was going to say, when Srila Prabhupada came, his whole purpose was just his desire to please his spiritual master and his own purity, you know, that was able to bring about such a spiritual revolution. Because, you know, Manushanam Sahasreshu, I mean, loves among men, one may endeavor for perfection, others achieve perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So, you know, our way of being able to spread Krishna consciousness, we have to remember the basis of that is the purity and our devotion to our guru. And that Krishna can do miracles just with that, just like he did with Srila Prabhupada. I mean, if it was a prasadam banana, okay, then we can understand it. You know. Maybe the next one will be.
Thank you. A wonderful class. You mentioned earlier that when Prahlad Maharaj was feeling guilty about the death of his father, who was it that consoled him?
He then went directly to Lord Narsingadev at Melkote. There's a temple there. And Lord himself consoled him.
And what was the Lord's words again?
It's because of you, your father is not suffering in the hell for eternity.
Okay.
You saved him. Okay. You didn't cause his death.
Thank you.
Radhana Swami was recently asked question, what do you do when you feel morose, when you feel cheated, especially by some devotee? You know, this person was in great anxiety. She was just cheated by a good friend, unfortunately a devotee friend, I think. And maybe there's miscommunication, but at least that point she was very disturbed. Maharaj didn't very good at philosophy. He didn't say, Bhagavad Gita says this or that. He said, that has even happened to me. And he said, when I feel disturbed and I want to be encouraged, I go to a bookshelf and pick up Prabhupada's books. And I read one line. And I feel so encouraged, because we have to remember how Prabhupada wrote those books. He wrote those books when he was feeling so lonely, when he was in the winters of New York, he had no money, he had no disciples. And still he gave the best of knowledge so that anybody can inquire for eternity and get that knowledge. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, dear friends, please help us to distribute. North America goal is 4,000 plus books, 4,300 as of today. And the whole world goal is 43,000 books. So please get a Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the best question and answer there could be in the world, which can change a life and which can touch a life forever. This is my humble plea at the end. Thank you again for your kind attention and your blessings. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.